W hat the truth no s to say respect or venerability towards the entirety of nature and towards the creation and its laws and recommendations must determine the human being's thoughts and feelings and his or her deeds. Human beings must live in harmony with the creation, with nature, with earth and the universe, as well as with all varieties of present existence that spring forth from these. Rivers, stones, plants, animals, lakes, seas, brooks, springs, the air and water, trees and bushes and everything that crawls and flies here on earth are life forms with a spirit form, with very many of them being connected by psychic swinging waves. All of them are Wesenheiten that communicate with one another, all knowing about their common existence amongst one another. The consciousness and psyche of all created creations are in turn bound on a journey through time incorporating very many bodily existences, through the innumerable forms in which life appears. In this process, death is a passage to rebirth as well as the conversion into the other world, the world of pure spirit. This is the basis for the tightly woven and indissoluble web of all life, and in this wise no life form strives to rise up over the others within their group and to set themselves up over the others, because each life form contains a basic goodness and not evil. After all, evil is learned and practiced as a result of inappropriate doings in Ausartung. Fundamentally, the creational laws and recommendations impose cooperation on all life forms, according to which every individual must see itself as a valueful building block of the whole and all existence of the creation, and this also applies to every political and religious, ideological and philosophical orientation as well as to Earth and the entire universe created in accordance with the creational plan. Irrespective of what is involved, whether simple or fanatical religions and sects, stubborn nationalism, fascism, might-greedy politics, terrorism or neo-capitalism, etc., all of these directions are aberrations of the negative and evil, and represent an immense threat to all peoples of Earth, in particular in the third millennium. And truly, the danger of a catastrophe befalling humanity has never been so great as today and in the future. Cynical materialism and unbridled neo-capitalism which have now overtaken the entire world are already leading to extremely serious damage to nature and the morality of the human beings of Earth, and this damage continues to grow in relation to the irresponsible increase in overpopulation. Things have already reached the stage when a clash of industrial nations could occur, something which can scarcely be stopped any longer, and will also cast the nations of the less than third world greater than into the same darkness. And if this happens, a third global conflagration will be imminent, in whatever form it takes. Indeed, the human beings of Earth are well on their way to this, therefore it is only a question of time and rationalities and when and whether it will actually occur. However, it is once again the case that the signs are pointing to the whole thing being unavoidable. However, this third world conflagration may take various forms, such as a collapse of nature that has been desecrated and flouted by the human beings of Earth, as have the atmosphere, the water, the planet as a whole and the animal kingdom. To put it simply, a global catastrophe. And this collapse would result in the collapse of civilization, leading in the final analysis to the total extermination of the human beings of Earth, or at least, a regression to the harshest forms of primitive living. Falling back into total primitive anarchy is also possible, meaning that all the life forms still existing would only be capable of a vegetative existence full of suffering. Viewing the whole thing from this threatening perspective means no more and no less than that the human beings of Earth will sacrifice all their valueful achievements through a global catastrophe, and all because they had followed a flawed development for millennia in terms of true love, freedom, harmony and real peace amongst all life forms. Indeed, in the present day, it is possible to see an apocalypse of this kind looming threateningly on the horizon and over the destiny of the human beings of Earth, because even long ago, the blossoming culture of the truth was destroyed globally, an evil, Gold and every kind of Ausdung set in its place, a thing that has happened in particular due to machinations of politicians, false laws, false penal codes as well as religions and sects. In the Christian world, the blame for this undoubtedly lies fairly and squarely at the door of the Roman Catholic Church. Christianity, as a monotheistic and strictly autocratically oriented religion, is guilty of developing completely new, evil and Ausgartet directions of thought and forms of state after the fall of the despotic Roman Empire, which spread all over Earth and under which all human beings are suffering in the new time. It was in particular the Roman Catholic Church that inherited the practices of the inhuman Roman Imperium, establishing an evil, consciousness-conditioned tyranny in the place of the former Roman military tyranny, which reached its accumulation in the Inquisition, but has continued uninterrupted since then, even if in a reduced form. Christianity in general, and its numerous sects, imposed a vast narrow-mindedness by dictating monotheism, a philosophy which hatefully excludes anyone who thinks and believes otherwise. Within the whole of Christianity and its sects, as well as in all other religions and their sects, absolute servitude reigns with regard to the obligation on believing the fallacious religious and sectarian teachings. Therefore, no consciousness-based liberty is tolerated but is instead condemned and dealt with as an outrage and heresy. A liberal thinking predicated on the creation and nature with no religious divinity anchored in it or to be prayed to is not allowed, which means that the human being who has lapsed into a religious belief cannot either find or follow the way to the effective truth of the creational and therefore to the creationally given laws and recommendations. Fear and terror as well as threats of divine punishment bar the way of devout members of religions and sects to the real truth of the creation and therefore also the way to the teaching of the truth, the teaching of the spirit, the teaching of the life, making this into a crime against God and the beliefs. The pernicious effects of Christianity and all other religions have been experienced by the human beings of Earth for millennia. However, in their religious and sectarian narrow-mindedness, they refuse to see and accept the terrible truth that religious and sectarian beliefs lead further and further from the effective truth. And with the steady drift away from the effective truth of the creational and therefore also from creation itself, away from Earth, nature and the universe as well as from true life, love, peace, freedom and harmony, more and more human beings are coming into the world, overpopulation is being stoked up further and causing more and more destruction. Truly, the life of the human beings of Earth once blossomed at a time when everything was still largely in order, when there were no religions, sects, false ideologies and philosophies, and neither were there any politics or imperial machinations by human beings greedy for might, and no Ausgartet materialism either. Religions, sects, greed for might, materialism and the trappings of imperialism destroyed any identity striving for a balance, as a result of which the human beings of Earth who once lived in friendship and association annihilated each other in endless struggles for might and religious wars as well as through terror, feuds, hatred, jealousy, revenge, retaliation, murder and manslaughter. One of the important reasons why religions and sects are wrong and false in their teachings concerns the indisputable fact that they all fundamentally misconceive the true nature of the creation and its laws and recommendations, and therefore also the nature of the life and death. Religions and sects teach their believers errors and confusions of the most evil form, and they throw human beings into terrible, irrational fear, anguish and torture them in the most inhuman wise. However, this is an unpardonable crime quite apart from the fact that practically all religions and sects are responsible for innumerable other terrible crimes of the widest variety of forms. Take, for example, the persecution and barbaric killing of human beings who believe and think otherwise, the forms of torture and tribunals, religious or sectarian raids, wars, encouragement to murder, mass suicides and material exploitation as well as fanaticism, religious and sectarian terrorism, etc. Therefore, over the course of time in which religions, sects, ideologies and philosophies have existed, criminal acts of the greatest extent and of the most extreme malice and ausartung have been committed in their name and based on their beliefs, which have cost the lives of millions of human beings. Truthfully, none of the duplicitous religions, sects, philosophies and ideologies are philanthropic in nature, even though their representatives and believers would maintain the opposite, which is a lie. They all talk duplicitously and act accordingly. In truth, they do not know any humane world, because humanity is unbearable for them, so that they do not tolerate human beings who think and believe otherwise living next to them, and if they do, then it is only a pretense. Although all of them externally propose the ideal of the love for the next one, they are actually treading into the ground. The real truth of love for the next one does is given in the teaching of the truth, teaching of the spirit, teaching of the life and by the creational laws. This cynical and highly dangerous character of all religions, sects and certain associated philosophies and ideologies, from which are excluded those ideologies and philosophies, which doubtless exist, that are actually good and humane, has since time immemorial led to intolerance and scrupulousness towards all things of the present existence, as well as to the contempt of the life, human beings, their rights, values and needs with regard to consciousness-based evolution as well as the ability to fulfill the creational laws and recommendations. The less than godlike of the truth greater than, which corresponds to the less than teaching of the truth greater than, the less than teaching of the spirit greater than, the less than teaching of the life greater than, makes it clear what the true face of the creation is with its laws and recommendations, giving rise to true love, peace, freedom and harmony. And the less than teaching of the prophets greater than, from which the less than goblet of the truth greater than results, provides information about the creational laws and recommendations which appear in various forms and show that false religions, sects, philosophies and ideologies amount to the most evil thing that could ever be concocted, come what may. However, this malignance has been practiced since time immemorial and remains so in the present day, determining the mind of religions, sects, ideologies, philosophies as well as politics, which, down the ages, have exerted huge constraints on human beings in order to control them. All in all, they have kept human beings in bondage to ensure their blind belief and obedience to the political, social, religious, sectarian, ideological and philosophical pressure that is exerted on them. In the final analysis, however, this represents the downfall of humanity, together with the cultivation of overpopulation, because truly the human beings of Earth in their teeming masses are only now individually capable of using and living their truthfully and creation-conditioned knowledge of the less-than-teaching of the truth greater than, less-than-teaching of the spirit greater than, less-than-teaching of the life greater than, and therefore also of the creational laws and recommendations in absolute, consciousness-based freedom. Therefore, in order to avoid the downfall of humanity in the new millennium, in the third millennium, it is necessary to find the way back to creational truth and the creational laws and recommendations, to follow them and therefore to make everything new with regard to the learning and knowledge of the effective plan of the creation. However, this can only happen if the human beings of Earth once again find and follow the roots of creational truth, and therefore the creational laws and recommendations. The new time, the new age of Aquarius, offers the opportunity of making a new start through the less than goblet of the truth greater than, through the less than teaching of the truth greater than, the less than teaching of the spirit greater than, the less than teaching of the life greater than. Although this teaching, which has been kept in readiness since time immemorial by the true prophets, will by no means be exhausted, because beyond the known teaching it continues endlessly and will never run out for human beings. For the human beings of Earth, everything has developed into a pure might-oriented thinking, intolerance and contempt for women as well as enmity to nature, denial of the truth of the creational laws and recommendations, as well as to rampant overpopulation, which is leading to the destruction of Earth's climate and nature. Furthermore, the might-oriented thinking practiced by those in government and by the evil guild of religious belief of any kind has also resulted in a practically unoverlookable suppression of consciousness-based freedom. This manifests itself overall in an abysmal contempt for the natural as well as creational laws and recommendations, as well as of the life in all existence. This means the human beings of Earth, when we take a look at the current situation, have driven themselves to the edge of a global catastrophe and are now well on the way to maneuvering themselves definitively into it if overpopulation is not finally stopped and population is reduced to a reasonable level by birth control. The effect of truth stands for the life-giving energy and for life itself, as is predefined in the womb of creational laws and recommendations. Life-affirming creational energy links human beings directly to the laws and recommendations of the comprehensive creation, and its power fills the entire Earth and universe. This is the same energy that wants to achieve harmonious concord with all life, with human beings, the planet and the universe. In this form, the life-affirming creational energy is an extraordinarily important criterion for the nature of effective creational truth and life itself. However, the untruth, the lie, is powerless and an enemy of the creational, and has nothing to do with the womb of the truth. Consequently, the lie and untruth only lead a fictional life. However, those human beings who are dependent on this false life have removed themselves from the truth and from the care of creational laws and recommendations, as well as from the Mother Earth and the goodness of the universe. They are far from the truth, Earth and the creational, and are therefore beings of anti-truth. Therefore, they are also opponents of the creational warmth and care, because they can only assert themselves through evil, guilt, lying and deception, as well as by exercising might and through everything that is Asgardet. All the catastrophes of all kinds triggered by the human beings of Earth and, in the final analysis, also by the vast and irresponsibly cultivated overpopulation, are casting the world and the entire population of Earth into the abyss, from which it will be very difficult for them to work themselves out. Also, all the global catastrophes triggered and induced by earthly humanity have only happened because of violations of the principle of the truth and therefore also of the creational laws and recommendations, instead of following the truly wise way of the effective truth and the teaching of the true prophets, which has been delivered as the spiritual teaching, that is, as the teaching of the truth, the teaching of the spirit, the teaching of the life from ancient times. And therefore this truth is also given in the book the entitled Less Than Goblet of the Truth Greater Than, a first part of which, namely the teaching of Henoch, was also called the Less Than Cauldron of the Life Greater Than by the Druid Prince Myrddin alias Merlin, and has nothing to do with the apparent Less Than Grail Greater Than of Christianity, which is only based on lies and deception, never existed and therefore was not used by Joseph of Arimathea to collect the blood of Emmanuel, Jesus, at his crucifixion. The true grail only existed as a holy place, and the composition was included in the Less Than Cauldron of the Life Greater Than, a writing of the teaching of the true prophet Henoch from the series of seven of Nocodemion. The document was delivered to the druid Myrddin, the Laughing One, later known more generally as Less Than Merlin Greater Than, as a transcription of the Pleiara Caridwina, the Triple Goddess. Myrddin poured the transcription into the goblet, which was known as the Less Than Cauldron of the Life Greater Than, and misused as the basis for fabricating the Less Than Grail Greater Than through Christian falsifications, which by no means can be brought into connection with this Less Than Cauldron of the Life Greater Than, because the Less Than Grail Greater Than was a place with a spring, surrounded by trees and plants, where the druids used to conduct their meditations. This Christian Grail falsification has been delivered down to the current time since its origination, however once again in a further vast falsification which maintains that it was the goblet, that is less than grail greater than of Jmanuel, Jesus, which Jmanuel and his disciples drank from during the Last Supper, and in which the blood of Jmanuel was collected by Joseph of Arimathea at the crucifixion. This enormous lie and falsification of the truth also applies to the so-called less than holy lance greater than with which it has been said that Jmanuel, Jesus, was stabbed in the side by a Roman soldier in order to find out if he was dead. Since then, this lance has been regarded as holy and carrying enormous might within it, capable of turning those greedy for might into rulers, therefore it has been highly honored. In truth, however, this lance never touched Jmanuel's side, because this is a Christian falsification manufactured only in the 8th century of the Common Era, therefore it was only made into a religious cult object because of the falsifications of Christian machinations, as is also the case with what is called the less than Turin shroud greater than, which is supposed to show a figure of Jmanuel, Jesus, but is actually the death mask of an Italian merchant called Caesar Carnova and was manufactured by his brother Luciano Carnova, who was involved in alchemy. Merlin or Merlin attempted to pass on the teaching of Henoch through his influence on King Arthur, that is Artus, who was in his charge and his pupil, and amongst the heathen knights of the less than round table greater than. But this resulted in a miserable failure because the fierce clan leader Artus and his heathen knights could not come to terms with the teaching. Therefore, Artus seized the sealed less than cauldron of the life greater than and cast it into the sea with his own hands. Christianity has falsified the actual picture of the Grail, that is the picture of the holy Celtic meditation site of the Druids out of recognition. And the banal reason for doing this was the cowardly fear felt by Christian priests and believers in the face of the teachings of Celtic philosophy of belief. Over 2 millennia, the whole thing has plunged millions upon millions of believers into a boundless loss of orientation in terms of knowledge and truth, resulting not only in many wars, Ausartung and an evil of all kinds, but also destroying millions of human lives, in many cases due to the delusion, the lies and the falsifications of Christianity and all other religions and sects. All this taken together also resulted in a huge and deeply rooted life angst that has been increased by the terrible obsessions related to the fear of death that have been brought about by Christianity and the other religions. The most insane of all religions is Christianity, which goes so far as to claim that what it describes as the Son of God, Jesus, will at some time be bodily reborn. In early Christianity, it was even claimed that this would take place very soon after Jesus' death, which would apparently also have an impact on the dead who had believed in him. For this reason, in antiquity, thousands upon thousands of rotting corpses were actually hoarded in the living areas of houses, which, as could be expected, led to catastrophic plagues, as is known from ancient Rome in particular. Later, Christian theologians proclaimed the second coming of Christ and the resurrection of the dead on doomsday at the less than end of time greater than, and thereby shifted the fulfillment of the entire deception and absurdity to some imaginary day which will never come. However, this in turn had the effect that instead of hoarding corpses, other insane and abnormal aberrations came about, such as the imbecilic and widespread cult of relics, which swamps the whole of Christianity down to this day, as it does other religions and sects. This involves not only overwhelming the believers with apparently genuine, but in fact false, utensils of human beings who have been elevated to the status of founders of the religion, but also with purported body parts of obscure saints and martyrs. This terrible state of affairs is also exacerbated by Schnellers, who, claiming to be chosen ones, talk to Christ, God, Mary the mother of Jesus, Joseph the father of Jesus, Peter Pio or any other dead saints and the like, claiming to be in contact with them and receiving messages. The entire imbecilic procedure is promoted further by the so-called less than hallowed ones greater than, that is less than chastened ones greater than, who appeared and filled the heads of the believers full to the brim with nonsense by calling forth stigmata, that is the five wounds of Christ on their bodies as a result of their broken psyche or straightforward self-mutilation. This is however also the case with regard to apparent castings out of devils and demons, that is evocations of the devil, that is exorcism by Catholic priests and other believers in devils and demons, as a result of which human beings with very serious psychical injuries and psychical physical states of agitation were often maltreated, even unto death. Christianity also intervened in life after death, as a result of which believers have lapsed into horrendous obsessions ever since the existence of the Catholic Church. This involves a strict denial of the rebirth of the spirit form, and representing the other world as a kind of limbo named purgatory and as the actual hell. In opposition to this, heaven was invented with, apparently, a god in residence to welcome all those into his kingdom who piously danced a court, ing to his tune. And with regard to this psychotic fantasy, the Christian religion, as well as sects and certain other religions, maintain that heaven is something like the ultimate destination of human life. However, anyone who fundamentally sins against the Christian belief and everything connected with it would be doomed to an eternity in hell, to undergo endless and terrible agonies of torture there. On the other hand, all human beings who die, except for the saints, are not able to enter heaven directly, because each must first be purified in purgatory, a process taking millions of years, in order to be refined through agonies less intense than those of hell in order to become worthy for heaven and to obtain heavenly purity. If one takes a look at this entire Christian religious nonsense, it is a par, and that the entire thing reveals itself to be nothing more than an extraordinarily underdeveloped consciousness attitude, something which only a sick human brain could have developed. Any human being who looks at the relevant religious writings of Christianity and of the other religions and sects having an equivalent or similar stance will undoubtedly recognize, providing he or she bears clear rationality and intellect and is capable of understanding that the authors and proponents of all this senselessness are and were out and out psychopaths who transfer their own irrational fears and delusions into their pathologically dumb and primitive, wrong, idiotic and false teachings that are not logically fallible. Seen in their entirety in this wise, the religious and sectarian teachings of the life and of the last things of all existence are not only one great erroneous assumption, but also an all-embracing, evil lie that is leading humanity into confusion, has resulted in innumerable human beings straying into confusion and far from truth, vegetating in their unknowledge of untruth. This is because the false teachings of religions and sects, of philosophies and ideologies have given them a completely incorrect and fearful attitude to life and the effect of truth, as well as to the real creational laws and recommendations. And thus all religions and sects, all philosophies and ideologies as well as all human beings who depend on them have simply failed to understand the truthly sense of the truth. All you human beings of some rationality and good intentions are called upon to face the fundamental conflict between good and evil as well as the Asgardia, and to place yourselves on the side of the positive, progress and therefore of the good in the life. And all you human beings of Earth who have the courage to fight against evil, negativity and the Asgardia must provide help through your sharp rationality and your intellect, through love, peace, freedom and harmony, and only use these as weapons. Solely through these weapons will you prevail against all the rife contempt for humankind and destructive madness that is hostile towards life, as is held by all those human beings of Earth who have lapsed into evil, gold, materialism, capitalism as well as Asgardian and inhumane things. Resist all Ausertungen that are threatening life and all existence, and resist everything evil today, in the present and in every future, because only by doing so will you be able to bring about a healthy developmental change in all regards. Never bow down to evil, but undertake everything in kindheartedness, righteousness, fairness and everything permitted in accordance with the creational laws and recommendations and their truth, so that you will be capable of finally defeating the negative and evil principle. Do it always in respect and honor for the life, even if you suffer terrible setbacks. Hold firm to your knowledge about the effective truth of the validity of the creational laws and recommendations, which teach love, peace, freedom and harmony, so that you shall live with them. Fight for this truth just like all the true prophets of all times and like all those human beings who have done this over millennia for the truth and for life, and who also do it today and will do it tomorrow and in every future, even if the successes were or are only slight. But constant dripping wears the stone, as has been the motto for this since time immemorial. Over the course of time, humanity and democratic societies have been achieved and implemented through the peaceful struggle of human beings in accordance with rationality and truth, just as many human rights and other values have been. These are palpable and recognizable results by human beings who have fought for them for millennia and continue to do so. And if earthly humanity is currently standing as if in mockery close to the abyss of the destruction of all things, then it is precisely in this current epoch that the opportunity for radical change and victory in the struggle presents itself, although this will require the human beings of Earth finally to decide for the good, the positive, for the things that make life worth living and for life itself. The truth is that the third millennium presents a new opportunity in the firmament of fate that will cast out the darkness of past millennia of war and can bathe the future in a brilliant light. To achieve this, it is only necessary to seize the opportunity to heed the teaching of the prophets, to live according to the less than goblet of the truth greater than, which even the Celtic Druids called the less than goblet of the life greater than and less than cauldron of the life greater than. You, human beings of Earth, find the way to a positive and life-affirming consciousness in which you will finally truly live your life and start to form your future in love, peace, wisdom, freedom and harmony, because in spite of the threatening disaster, you have the possibility and opportunity to do so. The universe itself, in an interaction with your Earth, gives you the impulse for orientation, and through this you can find a loving balance in the human sphere that will also lead you to equality and equal rights in the mutual complementation of man and woman. And, if you use the opportunity that has been given to you in all things, then you will once more achieve the entire prose, parody of the life in the new age of Aquarius and in the third millennium, after having missed it for very long. For millennia, you have been striving for a development of harmony, love, peace, freedom and dwelling together in concord, and all of these things are ideally suited to bringing regulation to all things on Earth. And if you follow this compulsion laid down by the laws of the creation, then you will step out of the darkness of Azardun and into an unparalleled brighter era. However, bear in mind that this will only happen if you are ready to accept the great gift offered to you by your Earth, the entire universe and the creational laws and recommendations. You yourselves bear witness to your bright future. But all of you, you human beings of Earth, you must do your part in this and use your own means of love, peace, harmony and freedom to fight for everything in order to break out of the darkness. However, you will only be able to do this if the recognition awakes in you of everything that the creational laws and recommendations have to offer you, and if you learn and follow these, as you have been taught by the less than goblet of the truth greater than and the less than teaching of the truth greater than, the less than teaching of the spirit greater than, the less than teaching of the life greater than, as has been given since time immemorial by the true prophets. If you human beings of Earth search for the creational laws and recommendations that form creational harmony and goodness, with intellect and rationality and with your intuition, you will find them everywhere. You will recognize and understand them at every turn, whether in the bubbling of a spring, in the face of a human being, in a flower, in the sounds of the forest or the sea, in the glinting of the sun, the twinkling of the stars, in the eyes of an animal or in any other things that exist everywhere. And if you human beings of Earth make yourselves once again capable of linking this new and yet primeval truth in all forms with all real forms of the life, then you will be able to tread a holistic way in the consciousness of the truth. Look to the future with this in mind and with great courage, and in spite of the terrible setbacks in the past, the present and the future to come. If you follow the instruction for your change to the good and the positive, then you can seize the opportunity for a new start and connect it to the requirements of the life, and in this wise you will solve many of humanity's current problems once and for all, and indeed in a peaceful, harmonious and constructive wise. Heal yourselves and your world, then you will find your deliverance in the form of the rebirth of your sound and reasonable consciousness. Heal yourselves, you human beings of Earth, you women and men, because then the message of love, freedom and harmony as well as of peace and living together in harmony will no longer remain a great and auspicious dream for you, but will become truth and reality. Then, namely, it will come about for you that you will bring forth new and good deeds, thoughts and feelings as well as endlessly rich life experiences, turning your life into true happiness. Consider that the weaker all the evil, negative and lost-garta things become in you, the more profound will be the correction and resolution of the fatal incorrect developments in your thoughts and feelings as well as in your actions and behavior, and they will cease to determine your lives and your evil destinies. Admittedly, it is still the case that very many of you human beings of Earth who wish to follow the truth of creational laws and recommendations will still have to overcome very many and very significant obstacles. However, remember that all true prophets had to face and overcome challenges of this kind, and as they were able to do so, then it is also possible for you, providing you have the volition to do so. W hat m moose b m a no n comprehensively in a prophetic and predictive W eyes for the third millennium. If you human beings of Earth do not turn to the truth of the creation and its laws and recommendations and W hat is now the third millennium, if you do not change to the better and good and do not follow the true rules of the life as they exist in the creational laws and recommendations, then all evil events of all kinds will broaden in ever worsening succession. The creational natural laws and recommendations are written in the less than godlike of the truth greater than and in the less than spiritual teaching greater than. Hick is the less than teaching of the truth greater than, the less than teaching of the spirit greater than, the less than teaching of the life greater than. Hick it is of vital importance to follow. However, if you human beings continue to fail to follow the creational laws and recommendations, evil and catastrophes of all kinds Hick have existed all over Earth for a long time will increase in future into or evil excrescences. And if you do not change to the better, good and best, all evil over the world take a worse form than it has done for decades and also does at present. And the coming events will be such as the world has never experienced up to the current time, nor lived, nor seen. A change to the better, good and best can only occur, however, if you human beings of Earth think and act rightly and rationally from now on and into the future. And this principally applies to your rulers and other mightful human beings who have to lead you as a people to the best and good. This thinking and acting Hick. Full of rationality is also demanded from every individual in your entire humanity as well is from you as such in your entirety. And success can only come about if your thoughts are rightly cared for and deeds are determined and performed rightly. Indeed in accordance with the urgency of the necessity for change. However, if this change is not tackled and carried through, then it is unavoidable and inevitable that the prophecies will come true, as is the case with the predictions that are firm with regard to their fulfillment and will certainly turn into an evil reality. Overall in all things of your present existence as human beings of Earth, a change to the better, good and best is unavoidable if everything is still to develop ultimately into some thing of good Earth after all. However, if this change is not started and carried through, then do not be surprised if nothing turns to the better, good and best, but the negative, bad and evil things are fulfilled, as has been prophetically stated, although without being specifically called prophecies, so that it is not possible for you to differentiate between prophecy and prediction, for the important reason that not only individual factors are seized for change, but entirely everything of all circumstances. And this must be the case, because given a true effort, it is only possible to bring about the better, good and the best through an all-encompassing change, providing everything is taken into account extensively. Therefore, the following prophetic and predictive words are to be stated finally by M.E., less than Billy greater than dash less than Beam greater than, as the last proclaimer in the line of seven of Nocodemion. With the third millennium, you human beings of Earth have passed from the darkness of the last two millennia into the gloom of what is for you an impenetrable labyrinth of wrong modes of behavior, and already in the 20th century you have brought about all kinds of evil and are continuing to create and cultivate the same, which has brought unoverlookable terribleness over you, nature and the planet, and will continue to do so. Your greed for profit, you human beings of Earth, is continuing to abound more and more, and those of your world who have might are casting your populations of all states into ever deeper misery, making imperious and megalomaniacal decisions over your heads and taking all the might of determination away from you as a people. Everything is a matter of might and money, and from now on everything will become worse in this regard, as will catastrophes of all kinds in nature, in the climate and amongst you human beings, caused by the breakneck speed of population growth which has become uncontrollable over population. Everything is constantly and increasingly directed towards hierarchy, money, income, profit and gain, as well as productivity, due to the efforts of those who are greedy for profit and might, an attitude which is however spreading more and more amongst individual human beings and your entire peoples. Therefore, you are becoming ever more indifferent to one another, more mistrustful of one another and increasingly emotionless, disinterested, indolent and obtuse in interpersonal relationships, which is causing simple human connections to be destroyed and entire families to be ruined. Under such unbearable circumstances, many amongst you will feel blazing anger rise up at you and will therefore torment other fellow human beings or even extract bloody revenge on them. However, trust amongst you human beings will vanish to an increasing extent, leading to ever worse, inning forms of jealousy and hatred arising in many of you, whether because of a difference of opinion or a different belief, because of money, goods and chattels, or simply because the face, body, clothing or behavior of the other human being provokes you. Therefore, there will be increasing guilt amongst you, and not only because some human beings simply find it good and satisfying when they torment, beat, spit on, tread down or humiliate others, even accepting the death of those being tormented. And in the future, guilt, murder and deliberate as well as malicious and warlike destruction will prevail amongst you, something which will in its entirety also be carried into space near Earth, and in fact not only in particular when worlds close to Earth are settled by human beings of Earth. You human beings of Earth increasingly want to seize the might of the creation for yourselves, and the longer this continues, the more you know no limits and imagine yourselves to be the highest might of the life, of Earth and of the universe. However, vengeance will be extracted when all you're doing is turned sooner or later to your own harm, and as a result of which you fall into a deep abyss. The tall buildings that tower into the clouds as skyscrapers will collapse, the fields will lie in waste, and therefore it will no longer be possible to bring in any harvests. And the longer this continues, the more you as individual human beings will make your own laws, in accordance with which you terrorize the environment and your fellow human beings, as is already the case in many places due to extremists, terrorists, youths, human beings who are full of hatred and human beings who are addicted to revenge and human beings who are confused as well as imperious ones who take it upon themselves to inflict punishments. Many of you will fall back into barbarity, and hunger will increasingly ravage the world because many natural foodstuffs are misused for purposes other than for food due to the greed for profit and might. Take for example the biofuels used for powering machinery and engines. Lubricants will also be manufactured for these using foodstuffs, and these are only two of many examples with regard to the misuse of foodstuffs. Climate change, caused by the overpopulation of your earthly humanity, will entail huge natural catastrophes which will become ever worse and also impinge on your own lives. As a result, in future ever more severe droughts and periods of cold weather as well as vast storms of all kinds, rainstorms and firestorms brought forth by forest fires will scourge the entire earth and bring about destructions full of gold, as will also be the case due to an increase in earthquakes and undersea quakes, landslides, storm surges, tsunamis and volcanic eruptions, floods and high tides. Therefore, in the course of the coming time, hundreds of thousands and even millions of you human beings will lose your lives, whilst others will not be able to withstand all the misery and will seek death at their own hands. Others still will increasingly turn to drugs which have been partially legalized through the irrationality of those in power because they are too stupid to recognize the danger of drug addiction and its consequences, or because they themselves are profiting from the drug trade. Only very few human beings are troubled by the fact that this destroys the body, the psyche, and even the life of the addicts, or by the fact that this means more and more murders and suicides take place as derapes, criminal and unlawful deeds, and many of you human beings act like wild beasts, and this situation has existed for decades. Therefore, criminality, crime and capital offenses are increasing, as gold is burgeoning unstoppably. Indeed, this is in relation to the increase in overpopulation. Gold tax committed by young human beings are on the rise just as is their carrying and use of weapons of all kinds which they employ conscientiously, resulting in the injury and even death of innocent human beings, as is also the case with extremist groups that carry out gold acts. Very many of you place less and less value on the physical and psychical integrity of people of your kind, as a result of which you harm your fellow human beings, injure them physically and psychically, and you do not even shrink from killing and murdering them. By these means, the life of many of you will become truly catastrophic and hellish, and this will only come to an end when you are carried off by death. However, this will not be sufficient in the future, because the pathological craving for pleasure and amusement as well as for holiday travel is increasing just as unstoppably and always entails an ever greater disaster, just as you men and women soon get divorced from one another and live apart, or if you come together frivolously and get married or live together in apparent friendship and companionship. And it will increasingly be the case that you as men and women embark on sexual relations with one another without getting to know one another more closely and, in wild passion, bring unwanted children into the world, who grow up without fathers and indeed never get to know their father. And, furthermore, in this wise you will spread plagues such as AIDS, syphilis, tuberculosis and other scourges, so that in this regard evil will spread from bed to bed and from human being to human being. Therefore in future, the sexuality that you human beings of Earth wrongly believe to be true love will end up as an evil scourge. Good morality is increasingly becoming lost amongst you, as is righteousness, respect for life, love, decency and fairness. True friendship, companionship, bonds and love are already hard to find, and are becoming more so, whilst freedom has long since become a charade and will remain so for a long time, as will peace. This is because actions are only predicated on what is currently popular, without any responsibility and entirely without conscience. Therefore, more and more parents are sexually abusing their own children, and abuse is taking place between siblings, as well as an increase in rapes between woman and man, woman and woman, man and man, whilst many less than ecclesiastics greater than an educators, etc. are also sexually abusing those under their protection, and more pedophiles are committing sexual crimes against children, as has already occurred in many cases. Just as immoral and unseemly sexual behavior and sexual arousing have been propagated for years now in cinema and on television, this will continue in a much broader form in the future as well. Whoever speaks and teaches the truth with regard to creation and its laws and recommendations is not wanted to be listened to by you human beings of Earth for a long time coming, because your belief in all the false religions, sects, ideologies and various false philosophies as well as in politics keeps you imprisoned as if by steel claws. As a result, you will continue to allow these and the falsehoods of the false prophets to be spread by religious and sectarian less than ecclesiastics greater than, around whom you cluster in blind belief, in obedience and listening to their lies saying that you should carry weapons in order to fight against those who are teaching the truth of the creation and its laws and recommendations. And the false prophets and those of you who believe in them will speak about fairness, something which you however truthfully do not know, therefore you will commit murder in your delusion and fanaticism, as has already occurred in the case of religious and fanatical terrorists. Finally, there will no longer be any order amongst you human beings of Earth because vice and pathological cravings, greed for might, jealousy, hatred, revenge and retaliation are spreading everywhere, many amongst you are yielding to the urge to kill your fellow human beings, meaning that unbounded murder and destruction will take place more and more all over the world. Therefore, it will be as it has never before been, that you human beings will judge according to your blood and belief, that you as parents will cast out your own children, and you as adults and young human beings will cast out the aged. And you will increasingly close your eyes to crimes that occur in your sight, to rapes of helpless and defenseless women, to sexual abuse of children as well as to evil and often fatal guilt acts against your fellow human beings who are old, handicapped, weak and vulnerable. Increasingly, all kinds of human achievements will be deliberately and maliciously destroyed, plundered and robbed, deceitfulness will be practiced and more lies and calumnies will prevail as well to your own advantage. The pathological craving for profit amongst those of you who control the use of foodstuffs, their planting and processing will lead to more and more hungry human beings joining the population of Earth, and it will be terrible to see the bones of the starving projecting through their skin, and how their wounds will fester, suppurate and be attacked by vermin. And it will become ever more terrible how many of you human beings will be driven, harried and killed like harmful game, whilst many others will flee and lose their lives and many wives during their flight. And yet, as is already the case today, the majority of you human beings of Earth will not pay any heed, because you turn your face away from the suffering of the refugees and do not do anything to enable them to live in their homeland, work and lead a life of dignity. Increasingly, you will only look after yourselves, and you will only be able to assuage your guilty conscience by giving small donations to the poor and suffering, although your real motivation will be for everyone to think that you are a good human being and you receive the small donations back many times over. Truly, the price of a human life is becoming ever cheaper, and more trafficking of human beings as slaves is going on, whether as slave workers, for prostitution, in the mercenaries or for organ trading, for the purpose of which healthy human beings amongst you are abducted, kidnapped, sold and slaughtered like livestock, to be robbed of your viscera, organs and body parts. And all of the human beings amongst you who are greedy for profit, you who conduct this sort of trafficking or are yourselves murderers, slaughterers and butchers of carcasses, you will fight even over the blood of your murdered victims, just as you would over their skin and bones. And this has already become so commonplace at this time when the third millennium is opening, and therefore things will get very much worse in this wise in the time to come. And human trafficking will not only be performed increasingly with adults, specifically with young women for the purposes of prostitution, but also with men for the purposes of slave work, as well as with children who are put to work and sexually abused by pedophiles. And everything is becoming more and more commonplace in this form, just as the inviolability of your human dignity is being increasingly disregarded and forgotten. Therefore, it will be that you human beings of Earth will become increasingly brutalized, conscienceless, and will lapse further and further into cruelty. Lying and deception will rule the world to an increasing extent, namely through the beggars amongst you just as much as through those of you who live as good citizens in normal and good prosperity, and this will be the case right up to you rich and ruling ones. Therefore, as never before in the history of earthly humanity, lying and deception, as well as deceit, falseness and calumny, as well as servitude through government, will be held as the truth, and an ever greater terribleness will be built upon it. And it will be increasingly the case that you human beings will be treated like animals for the slaughter, implanted with electronic data chips by means of which you will be completely controlled and robbed of freedom by authorities, public offices and governments, although in your ignorance you will think that you live as free human beings, although you are in fact servants of the governments. So public authorities, official bodies and those in government will rule over you in a wise that has never happened before, meaning that you will no longer chart the course of your own fate in the collective, because this will be done by those who exercise total might and control over you. In this wise, every one of you will be a servant and slave of authorities, public bodies and governments, that is of those mightful ones and their vassals who possess might in this respect. Still, in the early part of the third millennium, there might be time for you human beings of Earth to prevent this if you would unify as humanity and rise up against these threatening future machinations of governments and the scientists and technicians who obey them, in order to prevent the threat named in this regard from occurring. Overpopulation on Earth, it must be said again and again, will continue to rise due to the irrationality and irresponsibility of your humanity of Earth. However, this also happens due to the machinations of governments, their authorities and public bodies, which promote offspring and act with equal levels of irresponsibility, as well as the sectarian senselessnesses of the Catholic Church, which can indeed be called criminal and unlawful, or else those of the Pope, clerics and priests who are misteaching the go forth and multiply as a deceitful law of God. As a result, there will be ever more human beings who will have less and less space in which to live, and this space will become so small that you will end up by trampling one another to death. And you will move about more and more, spilling over the boundaries of your home country and leaving it, thereby dying, although very many of you will also travel the world aimlessly, with the consequence that you will intermix and form liaisons more and more, leading to increasing numbers of families being torn apart and more mixed race peoples arising, whilst purer peoples disappear to an increasing extent. As a result, however, you will become more and more foreign to one another, with the consequence that more and more hatred and enmities will arise, which will in turn lead to ever more conflicts between individuals and ultimately to death, manslaughter, criminality and wars with gigantic destructions. Therefore, many of you will lapse into depravity, meaning that you will lose your own guidance, spread in all directions and go from one unfortunate to the next. And as a result of the religions, sects, ideologies and philosophies that have lapsed into falseness and lying, as well as deception and untruth, you human beings of Earth are initially going even further astray and following the creational laws and recommendations even less, in order to live far from them and not to adhere to them. And indeed it will take a long time, because this is the wise that human beings act, and you only want to guide your life according to your own laws, completely beyond the laws and recommendations as they have been given through the creation that anchored everything in ancient times in the nature and the entire existence of the universe. In the wise that you disregard and scorn the creational laws and recommendations, It will also be that you tread the natural guidance of nature and of the ground to such an extent that women only continue to give birth to offspring whose sex has been determined in advance through selective measures taken at conception, which will increasingly no longer be performed in the natural wise, but artificially. It will also be the case and become the norm that in the case of natural conceptions, the embryo in the womb will be conscienceously killed for no vital reason if its sex does not correspond to the wish of the mother or the father. In future time, it will be the case that very many of you human beings of Earth will think yourselves as creation itself in your religious, sectarian sense as God. The powerful ones of all kinds amongst you will seize ever more land and property and other belongings for themselves, including women, whom they will keep as prostitutes or as objects of prestige. Whereas the powerful ones amongst you will increasingly view the poor and weak as subhuman and as vermin, and will treat them accordingly, so that you who belong to this class will increasingly live in fear and a hatred and you will assume its most poisonous forms.